it's Valentine's Day, so let's talk a little music. And we were talking about love songs off the air, and it got us
thinking.
That's
what we do.
Yeah, it's what bros do. We just talk about we get in our feelings, and we talk about love songs. Yeah. And we all decided to maybe have a couple, and you could go anywhere you want, whether this was a breakup song, maybe a special song between you and a lady, maybe a song that might hurt your heart because of a past relationship. So we will start in the control room, and we'll go to the ham, who he and his lady, who have now been married for 4 years. I'm guessing you probably have a song or two, right?
No. We like vastly different musics, so my songs that I like are completely different from songs she likes, evident from our wedding playlist.
Yeah.
I hate every single love song from there. But one of them that I got to sneak on there for me was not a, I guess it is a love song, but I really like the drum beat in it too.
Okay.
So for me, Fool in the Rain is my go-to love song.
Okay. I don't always think of this as a love song, but when it's on the radio, I do not turn it. This is
it
awesome.
Is a banger.
Yeah, when you hear love song, I think you usually think of like soulful, slower songs.
Yeah.
But just really anything about love is considered a love song.
What else you got in there? What else
and
is
then
in the holster?
Outside of that, probably this. This is a good one.
See, I knew he was going to do a bit with one.
This ticker is service of D. Bell and Rugo.
It was going to be chimpanzee riding on a Segway. Or
this song gets me up.
Hey, you need to play it like all the time. That explains a lot.
He's always readjusting his black jeans in here whenever that comes on.
Hey, they're no longer black jeans.
He likes his news.
He's turning to zebra jeans.
He likes sports news, especially from Lando.
Yeah.
What about you, Monto? You got anything?
Yeah, I had a hard time finding like a traditional one that you guys would say is a love song because 99% of what I listen to is hip hop. So I have some hip hop ones.
Okay.
This is maybe one of my favorite songs ever from Outkast.
Oh, yeah.
This, of course, is Miss Jackson.
Yeah, this one right I'd here consider this a love song.
Mamas, apologizing mamas. To
yeah.
his girlfriend's mother.
Mamas, mamas. Baby, mamas, mamas.
From my favorite rap group, so I like this song a lot.
So they're number one on your hip hop pyramid.
Yep.
I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real.
So from the same group, never it's a little bit different. I don't know that I would consider it a traditional love song, but this is from Speaker Box and Love Below, Roses.
Ooh.
Okay.
In fact, this was Norm's favorite track when
really?
He had to
oh, really?
Review
Caroline.
This.
Again, you might consider this a breakup song because
it's
he
okay.
does at one point talk about her crashing
yes.
her car while putting makeup on.
But then he says, just playing.
Yeah.
Like he doesn't mean it.
But yeah,
this would be a fun ticket stock song.
Yeah.
It'd be a long one.
I was going to say, this music video is forever.
Yeah. But yeah, I'd say this is up there. And then the other one I have is a probably quintessential rap love song. It's Method Man and Mary J. Blige, All I Need. Oh, Turn Down Roses.
Yeah.
This was one of Method Man's early hits in the 90s. I had a hard time finding a clean version.
Yeah,
references her pee pretty early on.
It's love.
I mean, yeah, he loves it.
You can't edit love.
I feel like we're all getting older knowing Mary J is now 54 years old.
Really?
Yeah. It's hard to get my brain around.
But yeah, those are my three.
Okay. What about you, Lando?
Yeah, so I was having a little bit of a difficult time trying to figure out which ones, and then I remembered that A Perfect Circle put out one of the most romantic albums all time called Murder Gnomes.
Oh, yeah.
And they have this song called Magdalena. The entire album is get down music.
Okay.
Now, this is literally a song about falling in love with a stripper, but it's a great song.
which happens all the time.
T-Pain wrote a song about that, too, called I'm in Love with a Stripper.
I didn't know that.
What about Falling in Love with a Hooker?
Okay, that's a different band, sir.
A little stink fist there, huh?
Nice. It's not stink
different
fist,
different band,
Sean.
Same singer.
It's not about singer. The Cold War.
And then on
I'm
a more...
sure I'm right about
no, 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 not yeah, at all.
And then on a like a more personal level, my ex-girlfriend and I bonded over Deftones.
Okay.
All right.
No, no.
And this is Romantic Dreams by the Deftones.
Does it ruin a song if it's a song between you and someone special?
To be honest,
and then you break up?
Yes.
Because I've had songs ruined.
And
that are great songs. I just can't listen to them anymore.
If this one comes up on Spotify, I usually skip it now. But still, a good song.
At any point, were you grunting and sweating over her during this?
He's nodding.
Yes.
Well, thanks for sharing your pain.
Oh, yeah. Yes. You're welcome.
It's therapeutic.
Mino, what do you got?
Let's see. These songs I just enjoy.
Okay.
I like these. I'll play these, Ham.
These don't have, like, past relationships?
No. Links I just like this song. Bleeding Love by Leona Lewis.
Huh.
I just think it's a great song.
This is a guilty pleasure of mine as well. This is her only big hit, right?
This was it. And it was written by my friend Jesse McCartney, which I didn't know. If I'm walking around the grocery store and this song comes on, I'll start singing it. I don't care. Guilty pleasure. I think it's a great song.
Yeah, it's good.
This comes on at your grocery store?
It's been on before.
Yes. This is big time grocery store.
It is.
Stuff that's about 20 years old or so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big hits from back then. I think this is a great song.
Oh my God.
All time great. Stand By Me, Benny King.
I think because this song was in the movie, I can't separate those two things about the kids who were going to see a dead body behind the train tracks.
And then finally,
that's good.
My favorite song, my favorite love song, Right Down the Line by Jerry Rafferty.
I'm not sure I'm familiar.
I'm sure you've heard this.
Is this Baker Street?
It's the same guy. Jerry Rafferty does Baker Street, a.k.a. the song with the saxophone at the beginning.
He does college basketball games, too, doesn't he? That's...
Takes a while to get going.
I was going to say.
Kind of a Yacht Rocky type vibe. Also, we can play the game.
Boy, this is dad music right here.
American or non-American?
Asian. No, he's not Asian. I'm going to say Brit.
He is from over there. I would have thought he's from Southern California. Justin, the song was also featured in Euphoria. Remember that scene? Drug dealers forcing everybody to take their clothes off to make sure they're not wearing a wire.
How
very
romantic.
Intense scene. It's a very nice song. But yeah, it's about a guy just expressing his love for his partner and how she stuck around with him through the hard times, through the good times. I just feel like it's a very pure song.
Interesting. All right, mine, I have a few. This starts from college because I think I fell in love with Alicia Keys sometime around sophomore year in North Texas. And this is If I Ain't Got You, which I think is one of the best, like,
thought about putting this one on mine.
Love songs out there. And if you ever have a chance, go on YouTube and find Alicia Keys, John Mayer, and Questlove. They do like an impromptu concert in Times Square, and they do a mashup between this song and Gravity.
Yeah.
And it is, I watch that about once a week. It's so good.
We watched it in Arizona last year when we were at spring training.
I'm a nerd for that. And of course, Jenny and I have a song that we danced to at our wedding, and
Coins? Oh,
coins,
hell yeah.
Eli?
This got everybody
coins,
going.
Coins,
yeah.
Coins, coins, coins.
No,
coins,
this is the Beatles coins. Because, obviously, we're Beatles nerds. And this one, written by George.
Yeah, this one's a goat.
You can dance nice and slow, you know.
Attracts me like no one.
Justin, you like this?
Boy.
I mean,
have you heard this song before?
I think so.
Yeah, you had to. And this final one, this actually came up when we were on Bourbon Street last week. We went to Lafitte's and got the really gross purple drink.
The very strong purple drink with
and
Everclear.
They had like a piano guy who was there as the entertainment that night, and this was his warm-up song. And this goes from like childhood. I've loved this song forever. I think it's an incredible masterpiece of classic rock. It's Dire Straits and Mark Knopfler with Romeo and Juliet. And the Killers do a cover of this that is just outstanding. They've done it live. It's so good.
Yeah, because this was this the one you requested?
No, I didn't request it.
Or he just, played it?
He just did it.
Okay.
I had to go outside and take a minute because I got in the feels.
A love struck Romeo, sing the streets a serenade.
And this is like a 6-minute song.
Yeah.
And it's so well written. And the guitar parts at the end that Mark Knopfler does is just outstanding.
Is this one of your favorites, Justin?
You and me, baby. How about
it? Is this Sean's favorite song of all time? And Justin's just, you need to give me a
hard time. I know Lando's heard this before.
I don't know if I have.
You haven't heard this?
I don't know if I've heard it either.
I've heard it. I heard it on Bourbon Street, but I wasn't too familiar.
Cool, it was
this Walk of Love.
He did great. What's that?
Is this Walk of Love?
Walk of Life.
Walk of Life.
Oh.
I don't listen to that.
Well, there's some Valentine's songs.
Yeah, playing for your lady or your man
or your
tonight.
Your lover.